interviewing Rabbi Shmuel Feivelson, Muncie, and I'm recording this.
Okay.
When did you first meet the Rosh Yeshiva?
When did I read it? First meet him? I believe it was 1948. Let me check it on the phone. I believe it was 1948. I came to Elizman.
Where did you come from?
Near Israel.
From Near Israel. Now, did you have anybody write a letter or anything to the Rosh Yeshiva that you're coming?
Herr David Lipschitz introduced me to the Rosh Yeshiva.
And what does that mean, he introduced me? He wrote a letter for you, or...
No. There was a meeting that he was supposed to attend, and it was the Rabbi would attend. And he told me to come down to that meeting, and he'll bring me over to the Rabbi. Brought me over, and I said hello
to him,
and we made an appointment.
Now, did you take it for hair?
Yes, I didn't take it. I was given one.
You're giving it for hair. And what does Rishi? What do you remember the conversation?
I can tell you exactly what he asked me.
Yeah.
He asked me to say over the seven sheets in blank in the car and don't make you ask.
And you were prepared for that?
What?
Were you prepared?
No.
What? You weren't prepared?
No, I was not prepared.
So, how did you do on this affair? He told you that you accepted in yeshiva, right?
I can't hear you, what?
Did he tell you right away that you're accepted in yeshiva?
Yes.
So, do you remember any conversations you had, when you first came to yeshiva with the yeshiva?
Oh, but he told me he couldn't ask me.
He told you who your chavrusa was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Did he come to your chasana?
Yes.
Was he Masada Kedushin?
Yes.
Did he speak to you at all before the chasana, anything?
No. Oh, yes, once he did, yeah.
Can you relay what?
Once when I was a chosen, I took a Shabbos off and went to New York. And I went to tell him I'm going away for Shabbos. And then I didn't see the cowl in a long time. He told me, more adoption.
Which, what did he mean to say? You shouldn't see the kala so much.
Well, I guess he did not really understand the situation that in those days it was a lot different.
But he meant to say that, but that's the, you know, you don't have to...
No, in Europe, in Balkan, once they became a chosen, they were so happy to be a chosen. America's different. Anyhow, from my side, I've never had any color classes, I don't listen to people tell me that Yosh Yeshiva is their fault. Everything is their fault.
And what about Reb Nosson? Did he have Vadim for Hassan in those days? No.
About this union? Never.
Never. Do you have any first-hand knowledge of the Rosh Yeshiva's Shita Moshe Gavi? Let's say.
I always say you can't say a shir unless you learn first you learn the concept. You can't say the shir on it.
Until you learn the whole Masech.
You can't hear shir. You understand what I mean?
Yeah. Did you ever drive the Rosh Yeshiva anywhere?
What?
Did you ever drive him anywhere?
I never drove him.
You never drove him?
No. There was a time, once or twice, that I had to be in New York. I mean, this is much later after the chasana. So she was going to New York with his drive, so I hitched a ride, as it were.
So
I never drove him, no. Mm-hmm. No, the only ones that drove him were the ones that just got their driver's license.
So, yeah.
Yeah, there was a big tumult about it. That's a good question.
Yeah, last night I heard Reb Shmuel Blech was speaking about dinner about the Reshiva, and he mentioned that when he just got his driver's license, they asked him to drive the Reshiva. And then when he went to a meeting in New York, the Reshiva, there was like a Grace Asifa in a boardroom or something, and the Reshiva made him come in and sit down on the table, and he told the Oilam that a bentur is nishkan balagola. That's enough in tish, but alamin. Do you have any story that you could say or anything about the Reshiva Maisa?
Shamatari can never be cool. You see, this is exactly what I've come from. You say over Maisa, this Maisa, that Maisa.
American and whom touched up the hands of
that. The home of
that's it. Spam infants again. What happened when you went to St. Louis? Can you tell me about that? Was Reshiva, did Reshiva send you? Was he masking? What did he want you to go? Did he want you to take it? He took some Talmidim with you.
Right.
Well, can you tell me about what happened there?
Okay, very interesting. I was happy to go out on my own, half cent. You know, it was sort of very wasn't an easy decision to make, and he didn't want to send me in. I didn't really want to go on my own. So it took a while to develop. As far as the Talmidim, yes, there were six or seven blocks who came along. And I had the first run-in with the Barnes. I told him, we need Bochum, you can't stand it up Bochum. He said, but this one you could have, this one you can't have. Well, I said, we remain friends.
In other words,
you were there the first man, you remember.
I was there, yeah, but I didn't come from Lakewood. I'm right from Sholem Shachter came.
Yes, Sholem Shachter, Yitzhak Govio.
So there was a mosque for them to come.
Right.
He was mosque.
He was mosque, yeah.
And he encouraged you to go. He didn't. He just, he was part of it.
No, it wasn't. It was more than part of it. It was an encouragement. But, you know, it's like, I guess he was in those years, things weren't developed enough to be able to send out books and divide your coaches and so on. Who was it that he could have sent?
Do you remember any halachic shilas that you asked him on halacha?
Nope.
I remember in St. Louis you were not well and you weren't drinking Kol of Yisrael. You weren't drinking milk.
Mm-hmm.
And you called her Shiva. Do you remember that?
Yes.
And what did he say?
He told me to call her Yankiv Kamensky.
He told me to call her Yankiv.
Yeah.
And ask him to shila.
Yeah.
But he didn't want to be mad at you, mean, to drink Kol of Stam.
He didn't want to have a sack of his name, though.
So did you call up her bank?
Yes.
But?
Yes.
And what happened?
That's another story.
What did he say?
He said, he said, the process, the basics is in this, they're good to be reported. See, but the process, the milk, the extra milk is best if it crushes the place. That is.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
So basically, he said you should drink it.
Mm-hmm. In Lakewood and Yeshiva, we had.
Yeah. You drank in Yeshiva.
Yeah, sure.
So what was the Shiloh then in St. Louis? Because at that time, you were already keeping hold of Israel, maybe.
Yeah. And this and that.
Your Shvager was the one who brought hold of Israel to Lakewood.
I know.
He was the main.
So to be Matthias' this point of Talmudic and Yukuman.
Yeah.
A friend of mine, was going to Edgesoil, Abbasoch. And I told him, do me a favor, I want you to ask a Shire about Abshach. A few years ago. I want you to ask a Shire about Abshach, I want to hear what he has to say. What's a Shire? A Shire is a person sitting in his living room. There's a knock on the door, and there's a young man coming to ask for money for an institution. Wait a few more minutes, another young man comes in. The kids are 5-10 people already got together to come into this bubble and ask him for money. One had a yeshiva, one had a club, one had a home for kids who were, psychologically bad off. All these kinds of things that stuck us. I said, good, my shiva was. Nobody has enough money for everybody. There's no such thing. You have to take a choice and make a priority. How do you go about it? What's more important? Give you money to a hospital, give you money to a priest. And there's a kind of a conversation. You have to have a hospital. It's a halacha. It's not up to everybody. In his own mind. So I want to know what his opinion is and Moshav's opinion is. So he came back with a tshuva. He said, what was the tshuva? Don't want to play the Canadian Cobra.
Dabi Gavin T. Yeshiva.
What?
Dabi Gavin T. Yeshiva.
That's it.
I mean, I don't know if you're talking about the same person, but my shvager, David Budner, went into Rav Shach and told him the same thing.
Yeah, okay.
He went in and he asked me, Balich. tshuvas, this different tzachen, you know, organizations that work with Bali tshuva and this and that. He asked him, "Was it a kedim?" And he told him, "Talmud Torah can only yeshivas have a kedim balance."
No,
so but I heard that from my shvager from here from Russia.
Tell him that you told it to me.
What?
He just cut us off this year.
He cut off a lot this year.
I understand. Yeah.
Now the Rashiva was. I mean, I heard a story. I don't know if it's true, but he had a dinner every year. The Rashiva had a dinner for the yeshiva.
Yeah.
And a rav had a. It was, let's say, the dinner was Sunday night, and the rav had a shir. He had a shiur with Balabatam just on once a week on Sunday night, and the Rashiva called him and should come to the dinner. And the Rav said, "Listen, Rashiva, I have a shiur with the Balabatam on Sunday night once a week. So if Mavat designed the shiur and come into the dinner." So Rashiva said, "Yeah, this is an inyan from Kavanat Torah. This inyan from Kavanat Torah should be Mavat all the shiur. Is that consistent with?" Is that consistent with the...
Yes, it's Talmud Torah can only put on beta to them. One is a focus of Torah and Kovat. One is Kovat at Torah.
Were you there when the Rashiva made the Machah? It was a Manhattan Center, it was a Machah, which I a Machah for the Briscoe Rav when somebody in there at Stroh, Fishman, was Mavaza.
Yeah.
And did you go to the...
I don't think so.
And did the Rashiva speak about it in Yeshiva?
I don't think so.
And
it could be. I mean, you might be wrong in the whole circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Macha. Well, I really don't remember what I know, but he was mastered by the Hesed, the Briscoe.
Yeah, no, but when the Briscoe was still alive, there was a Eden there at Shul that was Mavata the Briscoe Rav, very, very in public.
Yeah.
And they made a big demonstration in New York in Manhattan Center, and the Rashiva went, and there was a tape recording of his shmooze that he said, Dvar Hashem Boza, and you were in college then. Mm-hmm. Did the Rashiva ever speak to your parents?
Speak to my parents?
Yes.
No.
And did the Rashiva ever...
My mother came to visit once, so he spoke to
them. Your mother did speak to him?
Yeah.
And did he ever... Did your mother, let's say, want you to go to college, and he spoke to her or anything like that?
Well, not about these things, no.
What? What did he speak to your mother about?
He was master of the blind by Brennan.
But you mean it could be your mother wanted you to do other things?
Could be, it's possible.
Yeah. And
Are you do this for everybody?
What?
Are you do this rubbing
it? Yeah. I was Shlomo Miller told me about Riches. Shlomo Miller gave about Riches that his parents came. And the parents wanted him to, you know, whatever, to do, be more tachlis. And Rashiva spoke to the father and the mother in the office by Riches about the importance of learning, and he spoke with very calmly, and he didn't get excited, and he was, you know, explained to them, and it was unbelievable. The shmooze, like he remembered and Shlomo Miller said he remembers that there was a lot of parents that came, and he spoke to them, with the Rikite, he said, because there was in Baltimore, he didn't want to mention the name, there was another person, one of his rebbeim, that screamed at his parents. And he was like showing the difference how the Rashiva spoke calmly and nicely and to the parents, you know, that saying over Rav Shlomo Miller said when I interviewed him.
Yeah, okay.
So that's why I asked you the question.
Between Maya, I think of all the Shabbos in Maya. Limon sagemus and the yellow leaf sagemus. Yeah, Shani Akita leaf sagemus.
And the oifen of the shmus.
Well, the oifen of the shmus is the slabok yoifen, das, havana. It's some grahak, the chinek.
You came in 1948, did he shave it?
1948 to 49, something like that.
And who influenced, did somebody influence you in Baltimore to come to the yeshiva?
No.
You just did it on your own?
Yeah.
No.
My father, well, he looked me to be my father-in-law.
So, is there anything else that you want to add that of interest?
Well, think of something, I'll let you know, but I don't have anything.
Do you have an album of your Hasana?
Yes.
And is there Shiva on a picture in the album?
Yes.
And what about a film?
Yes.
The old film.
Yes.
And you have a film of the Shiva?
I'm not sure. It's very possible.
Was your Shiva ever by a bris that you made for one of your children?
No.
Was he ever a sandik by you?
No, we were in New York at the time. It was a Shabbos and a Yontif.
So it never came out?
No.
Okay. All right.
There was a teacher, the Chassid.
Did he ever speak at a Shabbat by your Shabbat? Did he speak by your Shabbat brachas?
I don't remember.
Do you have any recording of the Rosh Hashivas?
No.
At all?
No.
A tape recorder?
No, in those years, you had a tape recorder, you were like a monkey.
Yeah. But the Rosh Hashivas on your album?
Yes.
Is on your album of Lachasan?
Right.
Who was the Rosh Hashivas Masada Kedush?
Yeah.
Were there any other Rosh Hashivas there by the Lachasan? It was...
No, my family place.
Did you ever speak to Rosh Hashiva or Rabbi Ruderman about Rabbi Ruderman or Rosh Hashiva or anything like that?
No. I stayed away from all these things.
Stayed away. And you never went with the Rosh Hashiva to a meeting or anything?
No.
Any type of a klauzach or anything?
No. One that took care of Tzadi Yeshiva was always get so excited. He was always there.
Yeah. And what did he ever have any? You don't know. Yeah. So is there anything else you want to add?
About the Avdim Lemishtak. Know that the world they're living in now is the world that this is the formal existence machine. With all the pitches gets up the Gemara makes it. And that's where it is.
The Rashiva was building that building, the Beis Medrash building when he was Nifter, it was like a shell. Do you have any feeling of what you feel the Rosh Hashiva, if he were to walk into Lakewood today?
That question, don't ask me.
What would he...
Don't ask me that question.
You don't have to answer.
Okay, so I'm not answering.
It
was like a shell.
There was, at that time it was a shell.
There was a skeleton rotting in the rain. The whole scaffolding was up. Everything's there for 3-4 years.
Yeah. So he was having trouble raising the money in this.
Yeah.
It's a shrezach.
He couldn't raise the money.
Did you ever in that tikkuf go with the Rosh Hashiva to raise money or anything?
I never went to the city. I used to go with Epstein.
You went with Epstein?
Yeah.
Which city did you go with him?
Detroit.
You used to go to Detroit, yeah.
Sure.
So you have anything that you remember that you had a miser or a discussion with Epstein about his father?
You still don't read me.
What?
You still don't read me. I'm not interested. You the discussions about people, about Epstein and Epstein.
Shouldn't be anything.
Oh, man.